let's just take a moment and rest in how much we've actually clarified, how much we've actually resolved just in one day together, one afternoon. If we, and what I've done on this guided tour of awakening consciousness, especially in the morning session, we really took great time and really spent an extraordinary amount of time with some very simple, simple insights. So simple that the amount of time we spent with them almost became confusing. And it shows that when we just give a certain amount of time to the fundamental insights of our true nature, it opens up an accelerated doorway that allows us to start really fast-tracking this evolution to where in the morning time it was like, my God, we're like just going at a snail's pace. And here we are, and look how far we've come. So it goes to show us that when we take our time on the spiritual journey, it creates the foundation that accelerates our trajectory rather rapidly. And for most energetically sensitive beings, the tendency on this path is to not take our time with the fundamentals, and then when life starts to accelerate a little bit, we instantly become ungrounded. And then life stops and waits for you to ground yourself, and then it ramps up, and we get all excited, and it stops. But if we take our time and ground, like we did in the first part of today's adventure, we become so still, so grounded, so empty, that when the acceleration then happens, we're in a position to handle the acceleration, the expansion, and remain grounded as it blossoms within us. And that's when we're ready for the miraculous nature of otherworldly experiences, of being touched by the light of our own highest truth. We have to be grounded. We have to remain open. We have to be empty. And it doesn't mean if your mind is making noise, we battle with that. It doesn't mean if your emotional body is reactive, we battle with that. We're just relaxing ourselves so to be the greatest supporter of our nervous system. Because as light workers, when we are living our lives with relaxed nervous systems, we are playing a game with other nervous systems called follow the leader, where the one whose nervous system is oriented into the highest vibration of consciousness starts to tell other nervous systems to match and mirror their patterning. So that means instead of you walking around and getting pulled down by other people's unconsciousness, your light will start to lift and liberate others around you. We move slowly. We speak purposefully. We choose decisively. When in doubt, we go without. If it's not a hell yes, it must be a hell no. And it can change in 5 minutes or 10 minutes, but we just allow ourselves to move forward, to take action, and not wait till we check everything off the spiritual to-do list before we step forward into this world, let our voices be heard, and remind all of existence how much we truly matter by voicing into existence what we've been created to say, stand for, and express. We do it all with a loving heart, and we do it with more passion than other people have in being committed to self-interest or righteousness. We can't spare others of their pain. We're not the cause of their disappointments. We're just allowing everything that comes our way to be a part of our enlightened light worker training. Today has not just been the end of anger, it is the end of distraction. Where life no longer has the ability to turn you away from your truth by coaxing you into a battle of wits. We are anchors of light. And if the light can't be spoken in your words in any given moment, then anchor it silently with a smile. Stand for love and be the truth that dwells within you. As we come together to awaken an entire planet, that we are not waiting to wake up before we know the role we are playing. We are simply waking up so that we can enjoy the light that is already here, and the world can take its time figuring out what dwells within it. We are the light bearers and way showers of a new humanity. We are representatives of a fifth dimensional consciousness. We are the reflections of unity, where we are individuals who may say yes and no as our individualism determines we do so, but we always do it with respect for everyone's divinity, whether or not they see the light that we represent. That's what it means to be a part of the love revolution. That's what it means to play out and participate in your highest purpose that all of us are here to express uniquely. And from the bottom of my heart, as always, I thank you for your participation in a mission that has greater implications than you will ever know at this moment. And with love in my heart, I thank you for standing tall with me as the light that we are. I love you.
Thank you.